Those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
From theblogulator.com.
This is Blogulator Radio.
Skewering and fawning over all things television for the Fancy Pants Gangsters Netcast Network. I'm Bridget.
I'm Chris.
I'm Jerksica.
I'm Qualler.
And our opinions are valid.
Much more valid than many of the TV show premises we're going to talk about.
Yeah, we should all be television execs.
Well, duh.
I would greenlight the shit out of anything with Steven Weber. But Tony Shalhoub is the only one who ever gets work. Give me a break.
And that's our podcast.
This has been Blogulator Radio. I think that we all just decided that they should just reprise Wings, and that would be the best thing on television.
We got a fourth season of Arrested Development. Why can't we get a ninth season of Wings?
Kickstarter it.
Dan Harmon is coming back.
Yeah. Is Wings the one where they're, like, at an airport?
Yeah, duh.
Is that different from Night Court?
Not really.
Night Court's in a courtroom.
Yeah.
And are they both different from Murphy Brown?
Yeah, way different.
Oh, yeah. Murphy Brown's like Dan Quayle jokes.
It's like, what jokes?
Dan Quayle jokes.
Dan Quayle.
No, that's not...
Knock, knock.
All right.
Who's there?
Dan Quayle.
Dan Quayle who?
Larry Bird. This is Inside Joke Hour.
Moving on.
How do you guys remember shows like Wings? Weren't we babies when that was on?
It was on USAM in syndication.
Boston Common, Wings, Duckman.
I don't know any of those things that you're talking about.
Yeah, you guys didn't watch Duckman?
No.
You dreamed that one.
Yeah,
no.
Actually...
It was an animated series. It was
But Wings was pre, like, it started before, like, must-see TV took off, I think. Like, shortly before.
Mm-hmm.
And then wasn't, I don't think it was actually on must-see TV. I think it was on, like, Wednesdays.
Yeah, it wasn't on Thursdays.
I guess I'm just, like, a lot younger than you guys.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm 20.
How old are you?
You're
20-something?
20.
You're just 20.
Stop. Oh. I think Chris is the youngest.
Oh.
I am. The only one still in our 20s?
No.
Barely. Doesn't count. when people are within, like, one or two age years from each other they're all in their late 20s, it doesn't matter anymore.
Nothing matters. We have no more milestones to do. Soon we'll be dead.
When
and that's
who are
how
legal,
the new show's coming
people
up.
People who are legal
feel.
To drink are born in 1992.
I know.
See, which is when Wings was on TV. So
we're just avoiding getting back on topic because this talking about anything is more fun than, like,
I actually liked this whole... I would say I enjoyed all of these shows.
Right? You enjoyed all of these shows.
Maybe it was the coffee.
This is part two of our Upfronts Netcast episode, by the by. Last week we looked at the new shows coming up this year on NBC and Fox. This week we'll be running through the new shows coming up this fall and or mid-season on CBS, the CW, and ABC. We started with CBS.
Surprisingly good compared to NBC and Fox.
Oh, God.
And well, I think compared to CBS,
I don't
want to
watch
past.
Any of these shows.
I heard of CBS in the past.
None.
I don't...
It's the death knell of television.
I don't think I'll...
It's
I still
not
don't think
the death knell of television.
Did you see the same trailers I saw? Cause
wait, but what is it, something specifically or just this year?
Just this year. Just the
It's always been this bad.
Yeah, it's always, yeah.
Last year I was excited about every single pilot.
Yeah,
because they had animals in them.
One had an animal.
Which other
animal.
Pilots did you like so much
All of
last
them.
Year? Like what?
You did not like any
the
pilots.
The Neighbors, I was really excited.
Yeah, but you didn't
neighbors.
Like the pilot.
The Neighbors turned out okay.
I'm talking about the upfront. I was really excited.
What about The Neighbors was different than like what like all of these shows this year though? That like what stood out to you in the Neighbors trailer
like
last year?
It was gonna be like a wacky Third Rock from the Sun type thing.
Okay, so alien, so wacky but with aliens.
Well, no, not just wacky with aliens. But I thought it was gonna be similar humor to Third Rock from the Sun.
Okay.
I would call that wacky with aliens.
I thought you were gonna like draw a parallel between that and some of the shows that
Murphy Brown.
I was thinking about that. In the
yeah.
I was the other shows are just wacky, but they don't have aliens, so I'll allow it. I'll allow it.
Okay.
Whatever.
There are some trailers that I hate less than others. Okay. Some that I won't have to, like, drink as heavily through.
Okay.
You don't have to
I just don't understand the extreme between...
I'm married to Chris. Of course I have to watch them.
You have more than one room in this house.
Doesn't matter.
Waller and I do a lot of our own TV watching.
You've watched several pilots on your own that you've said were terrible.
Yeah.
Ooh, how is this? Trouble in paradise.
Because of the way he looked at you.
Yeah, I'm pointing my finger.
I don't understand the point.
Do I have to have a point?
Kind of.
Get the point?
Okay.
Wasting our time.
CBS is bringing Robin Williams back to television because we all asked for
it. And I just did a line from Aladdin.
He's back. No. Robin Williams.
I thought
you were
just going to say, I just did a line.
Yeah, from Aladdin.
What was it called again?
The Crazy Ones.
The Crazy Ones.
It's called Ain't Never Had a Friend Like Me.
Robin Williams and Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Together at last.
Finally.
It's called Mork and
Mindy. It's been clamoring.
So the show's called Mork and Mindy 2.
Right.
All right. Speaking of alien wackiness.
I hate Robin Williams. Robin Williams is one of my least favorite, consistently least favorite comedic actors in the history of television and film.
I feel like Robin Williams is, like, probably in person, too, like...
Just horrible?
A scary, horrible person.
Just exhausting.
Yeah, like a scary human being. Not exhausting, like, oh, he's so wacky, but, like, I think he... Yeah, I think he's just
like when he was on Louis.
I talk like this, and then like this, and then I do this.
No, see, that's I was trying to think like what did I see recently where
and
I liked Robin
Good Morning Williams? Vietnam was a good movie.
And World's Greatest Dad. That movie was pretty good.
Every once in a while, it'll happen for him. But for the most part, it's just Robin Williams playing Robin Williams.
But Robin Williams playing Robin Williams has made Robin Williams like millions of dollars.
Right. I don't fault him for it. I just hate it.
I did really like in the promo that we watched, one of the executive producers basically just said, like, we just give him a couple ideas and he riffs on it and we just let him go to town. Like, I'm glad that somebody just admits that, like,
they just
let Robin Williams do whatever he wants.
That's
basically, there's no plot to our program.
That's fine with me. That's why they pair him with Sarah Michelle Gellar, who is quite possibly one of the most boring people in the world. So if you're going to, like, put, like, wacky guy with, like, a straight person.
All of our Buffy fans just turned off the podcast.
Sorry. It also doesn't help that she's half of, like, the most boring couple in the
world. I was just gonna say.
Like, Freddie Prinze Jr. Freddie Prinze Jr. is pretty terrible.
But, like, she's good all as Buffy because Buffy was a good show. But right. Sarah Michelle Gellar
Buffy, like, I hope no Buffy fan is like, Sarah Michelle Gellar is the reason I watched Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
She was not the reason I watched Cruel Intentions, I can tell you that. Or I'm Philippi.
To cover your mouth. Remember Ringer?
Yeah.
I guess that's canceled, huh?
Siobhan.
Thank goodness for Carrie Reisler.
Ringer is the reason that I have still continued to refuse Siobhan. To start watching Revenge because they both came out at the same time and I got confused which was which.
Well, you're in Revenge.
So, sorry, Revenge. Your loss. No, my loss.
This is the first show I think I'm genuinely excited about, even though I'll probably only watch the first few episodes. I'll probably watch the whole season. It's called Hostages.
Yeah, I'm really excited about Hostages.
You had me at Dylan McDermott, but then you added Tate Donovan.
And Toni Collette.
Yeah, and then who's produced by Jerry Bruckheimer.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like you got somebody that's actually good, Toni Collette, and then you got three guys that are funny.
And Tate Donovan is competent.
Yeah.
Tate Donovan.
He does fine.
I think Dylan McDermott's also competent.
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
I forgot about the masturbating.
Yeah.
And everything Dylan McDermott has ever done.
This doesn't make any sense to anybody listening.
The crying and masturbating on American Horror Story.
Our real fans will know what we're talking about. Yeah. Okay. We call it pulling a Dylan McDermott now. Whenever you cry and masturbate.
Yeah. I just call it me Tuesday. Every morning. Just kidding.
Me every morning. Just
dad jokes.
That's
jokes.
Like that one where the old people get a divorce. So coming up, that's a joke.
Yeah.
Hostages is about a family.
Gets held hostage.
Held hostage.
It doesn't matter what it's about.
It's about
it takes off a
okay.
ski mask.
Well, it's kind of interesting.
Toni Collette is the president's physician, right? And Dylan McDermott walks into her house with the ski mask on, pulls it off, and says, "I want you to kill the president."
Oh, also.
What?
Also,
Dylan McDermott. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No.
Trouble in paradise.
You have something important to say.
No, let's say it at the same time.
You guys should get a divorce in 20 years.
Dylan McDermott is an FBI agent.
Oh, yeah. That's brilliant.
So...
But, like, an FBI agent that also doesn't play by the rules and...
Right. Well, what FBI agent does play by the rules these days?
I hope most of them.
I hope most of them do. Right? I just want to see, like, one show where it's, like, a CIA agent who's, like, totally plays by the rules. I know. And is successful.
And just... It could be the most boring show ever.
Well, okay, that's kind of what Law & Order is about.
That's true.
That's a good point. Crime is down.
I love that show.
Yeah.
Crime is down. All my paperwork's completed on time, and I'm right. going home to spend time
and
with
I,
my functional family.
I've kind of laid off the pills and started going to therapy. It's working great.
I'm really getting through with that issue I had with my dad.
I think we need to pitch this.
Yeah, I took up running at my local gym.
It'll just be called Joe.
Starring
Joe coming
sorry,
this Freddie
Prinze Jr.
Yes.
Yes, Freddie Prinze Jr.
Joe.
I watched that.
I would.
Yeah.
Because now, in my ripe old age of no longer my 20s, I just want to watch stuff that, like, makes me feel all right.
Yeah.
Like, reruns of Friends. Did we talk about that last time?
Yeah.
Well.
Let's talk about it again.
Now I'll watch
talk about,
Joe.
We've talked about it. This is a third consecutive episode we've talked about it, so. Friends. Anyway.
Was Dylan McDermott ever on Friends?
I think
probably.
So, yeah.
Probably. Because that was in the height of
Dermot
his career on
was.
Practice.
The Practice.
Oh, yeah.
The Practice, which I watched.
Speaking of Friends.
A lot of.
Anna Faris has a show on CBS this fall called Mom.
I remember her as the
is
girl who had
Monica
and Chandler's baby.
It's just Mom.
Just Mom.
It should be called Moms, though.
Yeah.
She's also a mom.
Right. That's
or
a, that,
like, my
yeah.
mom.
Or is it the idea that mom is one and the same?
Right.
Oh, like the universal mom.
Like,
right.
Like Jesus Christ.
That's even better.
Yeah. I hope that in the opening title sequence, one of the characters says wow, and a speech bubble comes out, and then the wow goes upside down to say mom.
I've always wanted that to happen.
Me too! This is
like
why we're friends.
It sounds like the opening of Kirk. Did you ever watch the short-lived sitcom
Kirk?
Starring
Kirk
Cameron as a cartoonist?
As a cartoonist, you're right!
Yeah, he
that's
played a
awesome.
Cartoonist, and it was on TGIF for like
I feel
season.
Like being a cartoonist is a thing that happened for a while.
Yeah, that Caroline in the City.
Yeah.
Which, like,
that was my dream career for, like, 2 years.
2 years? Nobody
grade.
Dashed your dream?
And Three Men
in
and a Baby, one of them was a cartoonist.
What?
Yeah. Three Men and a Baby, that was, what's his
yes.
name?
Yes. Tom Selleck?
To Steve Guttenberg?
Steve Guttenberg.
No. Selleck would not be the cartoonist.
Tom Selleck was an architect.
You're right. That was also a 90s career.
Mm-hmm.
Architect, cartoonist,
Playboy.
And Playboy.
Comma friend.
Yeah. After.
Yeah.
That's what he was, right?
Okay. Mom is Allison Janney as Anna Faris' mom. And...
That's it.
That's
it.
Anna Faris'
yeah.
mom is...
And they have, like...
In recovery.
And she's in recovery, too?
And it's kind
oh,
of...
Yeah, it starts out with them at AA or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're AA together. And
oh, okay.
Two things.
And it seems really inappropriate, a topic... For a multicam, like,
yeah.
film in front of a live audience. Just the way they're treating it, because,
like,
yeah,
it's like too many
it's
jokes about cocaine.
It's Chuck Lorre, so it's
yeah.
like it's the 2.5 Men guy. So, which is really, because, like, I know 2.5 Men's, like, the goofy Charlie Sheen show, but it was actually about. Right. It was actually, like, originally, like, if you look at the plot of the way that show was, it started off as, like, a guy who has extreme, horrible, like, violent and drug addict past that comes and lives with his brother and his brother's son. And, like, that's a horrible topic for a show that's been
right.
for so many years called, like, the zany Charlie Sheen show.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, he's a... Chuck Lorre's a weird guy. And he's not very talented.
I
wow!
Okay. Wow. I appreciate that it's, like, at least, like, a... Like, working class-esque...
There was, like, a little Roseanne
like
vibe
a, yeah.
to it.
Yeah, and I also think that, like, a multi-cam sitcom
it's attempting it.
On
successful.
CBS is, like, probably the perfect fit for Anna
yeah.
Faris.
Oh, yeah, it's
who's
Anna
like,
Faris.
Who's, like, she's funny, and then, like, you always think, like, you want to, like, elevate her a little bit, and then it's, like, you back off a little bit, because... It's
just... I've never
you know
had
good,
any interest in her at all.
You know what was a
really?
Good show?
I love House Bunny.
About
anyone
a working
else?
Class single
funny,
mom.
Funny.
Huh. Grace Under Fire.
Yeah, that's what... Maybe, yeah,
yeah.
It's more Grace Under Fire
yeah.
than Roseanne.
I think Chuck Lorre
did he also
that?
Did he?
I think.
Okay,
that makes sense then.
I think. Yeah.
I liked Grace Under Fire.
Grace Under Fire rehashed.
But I really wish that I had a girl with blonde curly hair when I grew up.
What? Sorry. Was that sentence? Wait, what?
Nothing.
The Millers.
That was just our cat cats. Falling on the ground.
Are you sure?
It's fine. Yeah, she goes on top of the chair, and then the chair falls down, and then she runs away.
Because it sounds like
the
a killer.
Chair fall down.
No, the chair falls backwards and then back on its
right
legs.
To
I'll edit that
I
out
didn't
post.
Care for that.
No, I won't. The Millers stars Will Arnett, Margot Martindale, Beau Bridges, and one other famous person I thought was...
Oh, God, oh, that was the
waitress most, from It's Always Sunny.
That was the most insufferable-looking one.
Yeah.
Really? You think?
Yes.
Yeah, but with, like,
the
best cast ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was weird.
I don't understand why that cast is the cast.
I think I noticed it being...
Exactly.
I think I noticed it being directed by James Burrows, who's directed every episode of Cheers and, like, every sitcom, basically. So it doesn't necessarily mean much, but...
I'd give it a watch.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think I would.
They showed us.
Really? You'll watch anything.
No, yeah, it's true. I'd watch anything except The Millers.
Okay.
But the cast is intriguing.
Yeah, I know.
And I kind of want to give it a watch.
Okay, so he directed the pilot to The Millers, but he also directed the pilot of Sean Saves the World.
Ugh.
What is that?
That's the one that we talked about last. Sean Hayes.
I've already forgotten.
Where he got chairs stuck to his legs for some reason.
Oh yeah, I already forgot about that one too.
That was so
Why did
so
he
weird.
Step in the chairs?
Why would that happen?
And if it does
I'm
happen,
so
just take the
that.
Chairs off.
Right.
Right, just say they're just chairs.
They're just chairs.
They should just call
chair.
The show Just Chairs.
Just yeah. Dear Sean Hayes, they're just chairs.
Every episode's a different way in which he gets chairs stuck on his
I would watch that.
I would. I'd be interested to see how many ways they can come
just
up with.
Chairs.
But only if they could also make that 22 minutes.
Yeah. It would be like semi-adapted by Samuel Beckett or something.
Yeah.
He's
I would
dead,
watch
Chris.
That.
Yeah. Semi-adapted.
What? By his estate?
In the style of, I don't know.
The Millers is about a divorced dude that tells his parents that he's been divorced for a while and they're surprised, and then Beau Bridges is like, I've always wanted to get divorced. And then he walks away, and then Margot Martindale's sad and eats ice cream, and there's a noodle party.
Which, like, what? You never knew that divorce was a thing until
yeah,
your
right.
son, like... What? That's an option?
And then they make some jokes about farting, and then they dance.
And they haven't had sex
dancing.
In 10 years.
Yeah. Oh, and J.B. Smoove.
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll watch it.
Yeah.
God, it looks so bad.
It looks pretty terrible.
The jokes
Maybe
are not funny.
Maybe it's not.
The jokes. Jokes. You need jokes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, well. You do need jokes.
It seems like...
You heard it here first, folks.
If you want a comedy show, the first ingredient is jokes.
They need to
He's the John Madden of television criticism.
Hashtag dad jokes. It's the first ingredient.
Oh, God. I hate my own self.
We should be television execs.
Oh, my God.
All right, next is...
This is how CBS greenlights shows. This same conversation.
Yeah. Why are you pulling on my marriage ring?
Wedding ring.
That's what it's called.
Marriage.
Or marriage shackles.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
I just call them the chains that bind.
Let's move on.
Intelligence stars Josh Holloway from Lost.
Yeah, but he's not handsome somehow.
Because he doesn't have his shirt off or
Wait,
his hair
what?
Long.
I don't understand
yeah.
what show was that again. People
Intelligence.
He's got a microchip. He's got a microchip in his head.
Which means that he can see
it's RoboCop,
screens
right?
everywhere.
It's
yeah,
RoboCop?
Basically.
It's RoboCop.
So it's Google Glass. He's walking around.
Google Glass. Yes, it is Google Glass.
Yeah.
Google Glass, the TV series.
Can somebody explain to me what Google Glass actually is?
I think it's just that.
It's just that?
It's like
it's
a way
like,
to look at the internet.
It's
well,
like it's
while
glasses,
you're walking
right?
around.
Oh, but you wear glasses?
Well, that's not... I mean... It,
I don't know.
You have to wear glasses. It's not just from your
yeah,
eyeballs,
Yeah, it is
right?
glasses. I think.
Yeah, but it's just like a little screen that's like...
So it's like, it's a screen. How can I see it, like, with
also,
my glasses?
Because it's through, it's just like in the shows, it's like clear, right?
Okay.
So you only see pertinent information and everything else is clear.
Oh.
So like, I'm just walking down
okay.
the street and all of a sudden Mark's
okay.
on AOL Instant Messenger and pops up and says, hey, Chris.
That's how I'm going to just
AOL
talk to people.
Instant
is like,
Messenger.
I'm just going to walk around
So you're
going to
MapQuest some directions and then you're going to talk on
yeah.
AIM.
What's wrong with MapQuest?
Right.
I'm going to use Yahoo Maps, personally.
Yahoo Maps? Is that even a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Google Maps is the best.
It's true that.
What, is this your signal saying this side conversation's going on too long?
It's more interesting than intelligence.
Yeah.
Yeah, really, Josh Holloway, not with long hair and wearing a bland leather jacket, is not Josh Holloway.
It's just too close to Joan Holloway, and I wish that she had her own show.
She does. It's called Mad Men.
Ugh, Mad Men.
God. No, the last CBS show we have to discuss is called We Are Men. Or as I like to call it, Wham.
With the best cast.
Oh, I like that one. Wham.
Yeah.
Similarly to Christian Slater, why do people keep giving Jerry O'Connell...
I know. They still feel sorry that he was the fat kid in Stand By Me?
Yeah. But it's like, get over it.
Yeah, I know.
So,
bring back Sliders.
Yeah.
So we are... What is it? We Are Men?
Yeah.
Jerry O'Connell, Cal Penn.
That's what I have in my head. We are so on the same wavelength tonight.
So is
why did you hit me?
Oh, man. Is Tony Shalhoub supposed to be one of the four guys?
Yes.
And he's old.
Right, and that's supposed to be the joke.
Funny.
So it's a show about four guys who have gotten dumped and or divorced that befriend each other, right?
It's finally time for men to get a chance.
I know.
It's like
Entourage.
It's like...
It is Entourage.
It's like, come on.
It's not Entourage.
It's like, guys, what do you do?
You got four guys.
It's like
they're single. Yeah. They're gonna do stuff that guys want to do.
And like, it's funny because like most of the promo is them playing tennis.
Yeah. And that one guy always has his shirt off.
Jerry O'Connell.
Oh.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, they're like
Jerry O'Connell.
That one's Jerry O'Connell.
Yeah.
He's not worth.
Finally, that wife is gone. I can finally play tennis.
I can still play tennis with my shirt off with my dudes friends.
I can finally play basketball and do a Dikembe Mutombo.
There should be a crossover between this one and the one that we'll talk about later that takes place in that one bar over one night.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's just called in Mixology.
Yeah, I think we should combine like five of these shows and just make a one show.
Right.
Save us a lot of time. One
short.
It
should be
short.
Like that movie Time Code, where it's just like one little screen of each show playing at once.
Oh, yeah.
And totally. They just air them all at once. And then the rest of the airtime can be used for our show, Joe.
Yeah. Finally, a nice show.
Finally. For nice people.
And a nice Joe. That's the tagline.
Nice.
The Daily Christian.
Nice Joe.
I don't know.
Yeah, it'll be on the OWN network.
Yeah.
Here's a show I can watch.
On the OWN network?
Yeah.
Tweeted by Nice Guy 26. I don't know.
Nice Guy 26 on AOL Instant Messenger. Wait, no, you can't tweet on that.
AOL.
At Nice Guy 26.
Are your screen names?
Yeah.
Hey, gosh. Mine was stupid.
Slide Sorter?
Oh, that one too.
Oh.
Not a Surfed.
Oh, nice.
That one's actually less stupid.
Is it? Yeah. Good to know.
What were you? What was your screen
name? I started as Sparks, two S's, Sparks 15. Because I was 15 and my nickname was Sparky or Sparks.
Oh, how come no one calls you Sparky anymore?
I don't know.
We don't do
Bring
that.
Bring it back. And then it was Marky Eat World.
That's when I fell in love with you.
But before it was Marky, Eat World, it was Markily Sparkly. and somebody told me that was kind of gay.
So I changed it.
Someone told you that?
Wait, it wasn't a joke?
No.
Markily Sparkly.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Who told you that it was...
I don't remember. It's
some
not important.
Douchebag.
Yeah, probably Jerry O'Connell.
Jerry O'Connell.
Yeah.
Hey, kid.
And it was like the essence of Jerry O'Connell, he told me.
He's on the set of Sliders. I am some kid on the
Checked out your profile.
Pretty gay, man. I'm going to go do a scene where I jump into a wormhole.
Love your quote from Adam Carolla, though. Love line. On my profile. That was AOL. You remember profiles on AOL?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I searched them to see who else was a fan of the band Weezer.
Me too! Exactly that. But specifically if they spelled it like equal sign W equal
Exactly!
Sign. Yes! Because then you're
How did we
fan.
Not find each other?
I don't know.
Because we were both looking for girls.
Yeah.
You didn't see Markley Sparkly and think maybe... Maybe that one has boobs.
I learned a lot about my online history today.
I only ever had one screen name. It was Mulberry 3.
And what did that mean? Like, around Mulberry Bush?
I don't remember.
I only had one, too.
Monkey jumping?
Monkey jumping.
Monkey jumping. It's good. Girls are so boring.
Yeah.
Well,
love you.
Wow. Then it sounds like you guys should watch We Are Men.
Yeah.
Think about how masculine
it is. Sick of these chicks, man.
Yeah.
Why don't we just check out my screen name, Markly Sparkly?
I never thought to search for people I didn't know. I only used it to chat with people that I knew.
What? It was the internet. The world was...
It was fun to cyber-stalk people.
I mean, like, no. That was, like, how I could, like, talk to...
Your friends from school.
Well,
yeah.
That, too.
Well, yeah.
Expand your mind. There's so many strangers out there.
Every once in a while, some random guy would, like...
Yeah, it was probably
message
me, or Mark.
Me, and I was like, I don't know you. Why would I talk to you?
Yeah,
because I'm lonely.
Subtext.
Even if you just wrote down one thing, that would last me for like 20 minutes, then I go back to playing Frogger. And listening to like 5 MP3s downloaded from
MP3.com.
MP3.com. That took you like 3 hours.
Yeah. It's like, yes, the new Ozma.
Because I'm lonely. Oh my god.
Yep.
I'm glad I'm a girl.
Yeah,
you
me too.
We are.
I'm worried about our sons now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should be.
Could they at least do this together?
That's not gonna help.
That's just gonna make them more lonely.
Yeah. They're just gonna feed each other's loneliness.
Yes.
Oh man.
God.
All right. That's good. ABC.
Things
anyway.
Are getting weird up in here. I know. ABC.
I
want to
go back in time and beat you up.
I think ABC has the most promising looking premises.
That's. I think they have the one.
Yeah.
I think there's one. Yeah. I think they are the only one that has a show that could legitimately be good.
Wait, I think Hostages is my favorite. Which one's better than Hostages?
We'll get to it.
Okay.
But first of all, Back in the Game, starring James Caan with a droopy face.
Yeah, super droopy.
Super droopy.
Seriously.
It's really droopy.
I bet that's his screen name.
It's like a little bit.
Super droopy. I missed most 66. Of the trailer because you guys just kept saying over and over. Is that James Caan?
Because he's 66 years old.
James Caan? Yeah. Maybe he's not.
That,
it's just some guy that looks like James Caan?
So much dead
skin. No,
he's
James
super droopy 66. Checked out your profile. Okay. Are you
into
really
the Godfather?
Are you really James Caan?
Yes.
I borrowed The Godfather from the library.
My dad
that made
said
me
I
that this trailer made me reminisce about me playing baseball when I was 9. And so my answer to isn't there just a summer league or whatever?
A rec league.
Or a rec league is that yeah, but rec leagues don't have uniforms.
So,
oh, good point.
So this is
and
a show
cool.
about
I so don't understand.
So this is a show about a recently single mom with a 9-year-old son moves back in with her dad who's really into coaching baseball.
And is like really a
the son
emotionally abusive.
Right. The son like doesn't make it to the baseball team, and so his mom says that she'll coach a team made up of other misfit ragamuffin.
Which, like, finally, something's happening that shows a bunch of misfits scrapping together and winning the game.
I'd never see that before.
Quack! Quack! Quack!
Little Giants.
Quack!
You brought up Little Giants,
yes,
too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I said Ladybugs, but I think that was about something different.
Ladybugs is about they
needed a boy to win. They needed a boy to win.
Tootsie.
What's Tootsie?
What's Tootsie?
It's the
okay, we gotta have a
Rodney
Tootsie cable guy dumb.
It's Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Rodney Dangerfield.
Rodney Dangerfield is Ladybug.
And Stripes.
That's what we're talking
a triple
about.
Feature.
Ladybugs.
Stripes.
Oh, yeah, and Stripes.
Yeah.
You're deceived.
What?
We're talking about Ladybugs.
I was talking about the other
no
thing.
No one cares what you were talking about.
What
were
was I talking about?
Oh, you just pulled the Dignan move.
Yeah, that no wonder where he gets it from. We're like, why is our son hitting everybody?
I didn't hit you.
That was a hit.
That was
you just pushed
away.
Chris's face
and
the exact same way Dignan pushes
yeah.
Chris's face.
Oh my god.
That's why
he sees you
he's
that.
Learning.
That's why
I just did it loud enough
I
that I heard it slap
too.
Yeah.
Parents
he's
who
one.
Push have kids who push.
I want a divorce so I can go be a man.
I tried to pull your
she can move in with her dad. Coach Dignan's softball.
That's perfect. We can have our own shows.
Done.
I can finally catch up with Game of Thrones.
I can't believe you watch Game of Thrones. Jessica?
No, it's really good.
It's you would like
I
it.
I love strong watch female one of your girl characters.
I don't know why like I would stuff. Like it. Why would I like it?
Do you
that's
like
a really good show.
I don't like good fantasy. Stuff?
I don't like fantasy either. It's I don't really like good.
It sucks you in with things sex. That aren't fantasy related.
You don't like gross gratuitous sorry. Sex?
No. What?
Well, there's no gross sex on it, yeah. is there?
No.
No.
Not really.
No.
It's really good.
You like men's butts, right?
Not really. No one likes men's butts.
I like men's butts. I
like men's butts.
A lot of people like men's butts.
Really?
She's kind of gay.
Have you ever seen gay porn?
What?
God, you are.
You like a nice woman's bosom?
I do.
Breasts? Do you like breasts?
No, not particularly.
Do you like dragons?
Are you asexual? How do we make a baby?
I just don't think that, like, the butt on a man is, like, the what most you... attractive, like...
Seriously? That's the best part on the whole thing.
You like the balls? What do you like?
Oh, my God.
The balls are the second best. Yeah, what do you like?
The second best!
Oh, yeah, you like big old beer bellies on Seth Rogen and the guy from...
Oh, my God.
Hodor.
Yeah, Hodor. You really do like Hodor.
Oh, he's a very large man.
Can we move on? This okay. is just...
Sorry.
Betrayal is ABC's attempt at capitalizing on revenge, even though revenge's numbers have gone way down.
Betrayal just seems like a movie. It's like...
Right.
It's a lot of these shows seem like movies.
That's what we said about something last time, too, that I can't remember.
Yeah, I think we've said this a lot.
Most of these...
That's the new thing.
Like
it looks like one of those movies that when I'm watching the trailer, I'm like, oh, another rom-com, and then it takes a weird turn, and I'm like, oh, I still won't see it.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about this show.
It's just a woman who has an affair, and that turns out that the guy she had an affair with is, like, involved with a law firm and underlings at a crime organization. I'm falling asleep explaining this.
Are they both lawyers? I didn't understand that.
Is she? Yeah, and she gets embroiled into it because she's on the other hat.
I think they should
case.
Rework that to be that multicam sitcom.
That'd be good. Why don't they just switch places? Yeah. It takes place in Chicago.
Yeah.
I don't think
it didn't have a good sense of place.
It doesn't. It doesn't at all. That's the thing.
I don't think
it's like
that
just
she's
because
on
it takes place in Chicago.
Huh?
I don't think she's on the other side of the case. Her husband is.
Oh, her husband is.
Oh, she's right. Married?
Girls
I didn't even
hear that. Can't be high-powered attorneys.
That's right.
They can in that one show that was good for one season.
The Good
Damages.
Wife.
Damages.
Yeah.
No, not in The Good Wife. She wasn't an attorney.
Damages should have been
married,
one
though.
Season.
Yeah, she's an attorney.
She was?
Yeah.
I only saw one episode.
What?
The Good Wife.
The Good Wife.
It's a good show.
Because oh, I yeah. just kept saying, Julianna Margo, please.
Yeah, we named an episode that for the Netcast. The Goldbergs is about Whoopi. No, it's not. It's about...
it's a reality show.
It's the Wonder Years, except it's the 80s.
Yeah.
Well, Jeff Garland. It's more like Freaks and Geeks.
But it basically just looks like Jeff Garland yelling, which is funny for a trailer, but I don't know if it's going to hold up as a show.
It probably won't.
This is one of the few.
But if
I'll
it were on and someone else wanted to watch it, I would watch it.
I like that actress too, that plays the mom.
Yeah, who's from that Mates. Show that with their where they're cops, but they're not very good at being cops.
Reno 911.
I like how your description of this show.
Yeah, it's true. They're not very good at being cops.
So they're not like Joe.
No.
Not like Joe.
No, Joe's
very,
a good cop.
Very good CIA.
Competent.
Yeah. He does his job. He gets the criminals.
Well respected.
He goes,
well respected.
Home by 5:30.
Yep.
And plays within the bounds.
Right. And he even does the laundry.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Once in a while.
Yeah, but not like gratuitously so.
Yeah, not like shifting gender roles by any means, but
just like
he'll
help
pitch
out
in.
His wife.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Right.
She needs
once he accidentally put two dryer sheets in, that was a wacky weekend.
Oh, yeah. Joe.
Really
luckily, that was not caught on
show.
Camera.
Right, yeah.
Luckily, that was not caught on camera.
Yeah,
they dined out on that story for weeks.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a family sitcom otherwise, though, right? The Goldbergs?
Seems like it,
yeah.
I'll do it. Yeah.
ABC seems to, like... family sitcoms the last few years have generally been it's alright, ranging from starting with Modern Family, which is still pretty funny in general, and like The Middle is pretty funny, and like Suburgatory is pretty funny.
Yeah, they're all
pretty
good.
That
they're
one
all,
show that
they're like all like Tate Donovan's
show,
like,
how to live with your parents.
No,
pretty bad. Yeah.
About the bitches in Texas.
Oh, GCB?
Big Ridge, Texas?
Malibu Country?
No, this one. GCB.
Oh.
Yeah. That show was actually kind of funny.
Yeah.
Even though Kristen Chenoweth?
Yeah, she is pretty terrible.
I hate her.
I hate her too.
She just seems like a horrible person.
Hi, everyone.
I'm on Broadway.
We saw her on like some late night show, and she was
give
like,
my regards to.
She was like telling a cute anecdote about like
how she got somebody fired.
Oh yeah.
From a Starbucks, like some poor barista.
That's
she
horrible.
And Robin Williams should. She should be playing Robin Williams' daughter.
Yeah.
And they can both just riff off each other.
Oh my god, that sounds like
hell. That's what hell is.
Yeah. It's called just Sean or whatever it's called.
It's called
just chairs.
Just Sean.
What's it called?
Just chairs.
Just chairs.
It's called We Didn't Put Any Thought Into This.
Sell it.
This is called
Sell It. Sell it.
Lucky Seven is plays on the whole story of what if you win the lottery.
Didn't they just have a show on that recently in the last couple years?
Could be a movie.
Lottery ticket.
Could be a movie.
There was just a show in the last couple years that came out and it was about the
thing
it
lost.
Is it an article you read on the internet that I also read?
No, there was a show about lottery winners and how their lives got all messed up after they won the lottery.
Are you talking about the early episodes of Lost?
Or The Lottery by Shirley Jackson. It's a short story.
You guys are the worst. This was a thing.
Was it a reality show?
No.
Okay.
Was it a reality show?
She's going to be Googling for a while.
Yeah.
Was it a documentary?
But not only is 7 one of the numbers in the lottery number, but also the number of coworkers that win.
Coincidence, and it was the last number.
Right.
And this would be another show where if I were writing it, it was like, and then their lives were a lot better because they all each won the lottery.
Right.
And it just showed them like
they were able to pay off credit cards and student loans.
Yeah.
And then they finally got their GED or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know why that.
Or something.
So, you know, it writes itself. It really does. It writes itself.
But, you know, there's problems.
It'd be like an ITT Tech commercial.
So much product placement.
Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Is this the one that you were thinking was going to be good, or are you thinking Resurrection?
Resurrection.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I think Hostage I'll enjoy better than Resurrection.
Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah, we will.
Depends on what
you're in the mood for.
We'll get to it. It's about the little boy.
Okay, so this is something about the Avengers, but not with the Avengers.
I don't know what you're talking
about.
Windfall.
Describe it.
Wind Talkers, starring Nicolas Cage,
Windfall.
Directed by John Woo.
It could happen to you.
Dreamcatcher, that movie about that Stephen King novel?
You're not going to win with us. Catcher. It's 3-1, girl.
What do you mean? This is fact.
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones.
Hodor. Hodor.
Okay, Joss Whedon is executive producing, probably not show running, but you'll probably have to Google that because we might be wrong, about the governmental agency.
Are you talking to Jerks ago or our listeners?
Hires, I don't know, I'm just talking, just chatting, yeah, just shooting the shit. The governmental agency that hires the Avengers, but obviously the Avengers will not be in there because that is saved for the movies.
This looks boring.
It's basically like Heroes meets X-Files, or Heroes meets Fringe, because the whole idea is like that these are unexplained phenomenons. Okay, I believe you. You're showing me IMDb.
Yeah, Windfall.
Read the description.
20 friends share in a multi-million dollar lottery jackpot.
Oh, I remember now.
They experience the problems of instant wealth.
Yeah, good call.
It was a show?
Yes.
What year? 2006.
Was it a documentary?
It was not.
I think I saw a True Life about winning the lottery, and it wasn't all so good.
True Life.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. At least the pilot is written and directed by Joss Whedon.
Okay.
Other episodes were directed by Jed Whedon.
Oh yeah.
Really?
Marissa Tankaron.
Tomei?
Oh. I wish. Jack Kirby and Stan Lee. One episode written by Stan Lee.
Oh really? Apparently. That's interesting.
How old is he? Like a million?
Yes.
He was born on December 28th, 1922.
That's old.
So old. Yeah, he's
almost 100.
80, wait. 90?
He's 90.
What?
91.
Holy shit.
Turning 91.
Oh my god. That's
good for
pretty
him.
Awesome,
still
actually.
Still getting out.
Yeah.
Man, good for you, Stanley.
Do you think that episode will make any sense?
No.
It's about World War II. Sorry.
It could be.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. Bridget, I sort of agree with you in that it looks kind of like...
boring.
Kind of boring for what it's about. I also kind of, I don't know, I kind of feel that way about Avengers in general.
Yeah, I'm kind of...
I love the Avengers. Except for the first half hour.
I'm kind of not...
What's the difference between the Avengers and X-Men?
Oh boy, we don't have time for that.
These are the kinds of... The Avengers things and, like, the Marvel things in general, I get, like, really excited about when they're going to be, like, blockbusters, and then I, like, get all pumped up, and then, like, halfway through every movie, I'm always like, oh, yeah.
The Avengers is, like, a million times better really than all the other movies, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's still kind of boring, because it's like, all right, fight, they win.
Yeah, but these are the... But the dialogue. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for it. I'm excited for it.
I'm excited for it, but it's probably going to be boring.
Yeah.
No, I think that's also the way I feel about Joss Whedon shows. But if it's not just him getting a check and letting some people make an episodic show every week, and he actually does put effort into like putting a mythology behind it, like he did with Buffy or Dollhouse or Firefly, then I think it has the potential. But it also has the potential to just be like a side project that he doesn't pay attention to.
Yeah.
So I always think I really like Joss Whedon, but I don't. I think I've actually watched any shows that he's...
Dollhouse is incredible in the second season.
Firefly is for nerds.
Firefly, I've never given enough of a chance.
No, I know a lot of good people who would like Firefly.
Yeah, I have it on
the... But I've never... And then Buffy...
Yeah.
We tried to watch
it. But I hear that it's a slog to get through the first season. We never have.
Yeah.
And then it
gets amazing. Cabin in the Woods was great.
Oh, yeah. Cabin in the Woods.
Well, yeah. I mean, movies. And then, Dr. Horrible is amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But I don't know what I've seen in the shows.
Mind Games is...
I forgot about that already.
Stars Steve Zahn and Christian Slater. Yeah.
Steve Zahn
Christian
carries
Slater.
The whole thing. And, like...
They still keep giving Christian Slater television
jobs. Nobody should ever give Christian Slater a job. Ever.
This is... It's strange because it seems like your basic, like, formula show where it's, like, numbers or leverage... Or psych, you know,
right.
Like people like...
Numbers with a three.
Yeah. Where they just, like, guys that have special abilities to figure out puzzles.
A certain set of skills.
Right. But it's
like
not...
the Avengers.
But it's not revolved around... But it's not revolved around crime or, like, fighting evil this time. It's like, in this example, in the promo, it was like, let's convince a doctor to
not
operate...
Not a doctor.
It wasn't a doctor?
No.
I don't remember
an
it at
an insurance
all,
representative?
Yeah.
To allow a procedure... I know, right? And it's like, on the one hand, it's like, okay, I'm glad they're not going down, like, the boring, like, let's solve crimes, let's solve murders
route.
But it's
equally as boring.
But it's, yeah, it's still boring. So it's like...
It's more boring.
It's like, you're not gonna please me, TV.
We have these magical skills we're gonna use to influence paper pushers.
Which is like, I mean, that would be laudable if, in real life, that's what they did. Like, we try to get insurance companies to cover procedures for people who need procedures. I don't want to watch that show.
Right. That's, it's kind of like Joe.
Yeah.
Joe.
I want to watch Joe.
Oh, yeah. I want to watch Joe. What was I going to say? Forgot. Let's move on.
Okay. Going back to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So, it will be... So, Joss Whedon will continue to be one of the executive producers, but the other... executive producers are Jed Whedon, who is his brother, I'm assuming, and this Marissa Tancarone, who Jessica co-wrote Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog.
Oh.
And she also was a staff writer and story editor for Dollhouse.
Nice.
And co-wrote the Epitaph 1 Dollhouse episode.
Yes.
Is Dollhouse different than Welcome to the Dollhouse?
Yes. Dollhouse is a television show.
And is it about dolls?
In a way.
Are they prostitutes?
In a way.
Are they cyborgs?
In a way.
In a way.
It's about women that get taken off the streets and turned into super spies where they can have personalities
alias.
Implanted into them.
So it's about all the things I said.
Yeah.
Okay, and she played a brief acting role in Dollhouse as the active Kilo. Does that mean
Kilo.
Anything to you?
I'd have to Google it to remind myself.
Okay. So that's all.
Yeah. So, I should know that Joss Whedon would put it in the good hands of good people. Though, I don't know about his brother. His brother's, like, only written a handful of Fringe episodes, as far as I know.
All right.
But
well, maybe he's
I'm
been,
a
like,
hater,
maybe
so.
He's been, like, groomed. He's being groomed, you know?
Right,
like,
right.
Like, like Ricky Rubio was groomed by somebody before he became Ricky Rubio.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, he was? I brought sports. I don't know.
I was just having flashbacks about watching Fringe with you and you being so sure of the symbol on the.
It did turn out to mean something. The bumpers, the interstitials.
The inter-nerve?
Yeah, the what?
Interstitials. Interstitial.
The interstitials.
How many pipes louder
do you not understand? Interstitial.
E-R-S-T-I-T-I-A-L.
That used to be my AIM screen name was Interstitial Chris.
Oh, that'd be a good screen name.
No, it wouldn't.
Oh, okay, man. And this Marissa Tun... I'm totally butchering her name. And Jed Whedon are married.
Aww.
So, twist.
Oh. Twist.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Mixology.
Woo! It looks like it'll be as good as that movie New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah, that's a perfect con. With, like, a guy who's the poor man's Zach Galifianakis, and then we realize that, because it's from the writers of The Hangover, so of course, they have to fit in a...
Yeah, and his beard is so red.
I've never seen a more red beard.
Yeah, it's like...
It's redder than the guy from Tormund Giantsbane. From Game of Thrones.
Is that it?
Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of single people, and they go to this bar to drink, but get this, it's the entire season over the course of one night at this bar.
Isn't that what they're doing for the next season of How I Met Your Mother?
Over the course of an entire season.
You knew what I meant. Don't get sassy with me.
I'm sorry.
Okay, Sean Hayes.
Sean Hayes, good reference.
Just Chase.
Nice. Yeah, I will not be watching Mixology.
This is the premise of the new season of How I Met Your Mother, though.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, because the new season, the final, quote-unquote, season of How I Met Your Mother is going to be one whole season at a wedding or something like that.
Oh, weird. What is with people trying to think that stupid fog?
I don't know.
Trying to what? Think that stupid fog? What did you say?
Yeah, I don't know.
Did you say like a frog? Like the WB frog?
Can you say
that? Don't you ever get in the middle of a sentence and you're like, they know what I mean. And then
no,
just,
I do that all the time.
And it's like, and come on.
Really, but I study classic elocution.
You really want me to put effort into thinking of words to say?
What did you say? What's the thing?
She's pushing hitting me again.
Stop push hitting.
Push hitting?
Yeah.
Push hitting. Don't push hitting me.
I don't want to watch Mixology.
Nobody does. Once upon a time in Wonderland.
I don't even want to talk about that.
Horrible special effects.
You guys
embarrassing.
Especially got really mad when they pulled the rabbit's ears, though.
That was mean.
The CGI rabbit.
Well, you don't hold it by his ears. I wasn't mad for the CGI rabbit. I was mad for that character in that moment.
Yeah. Would you get mad when you see a magician pull a rabbit out of his hat?
Yes. By the ears? That's cruel.
But the bunny doesn't appear to be in any pain.
He was, like, wriggling. To get away.
He's wriggling.
He just
when you have
to
a rabbit
away.
By his ears,
he
doesn't want to be held by you.
It wasn't
you had
the ears.
You
though,
had a
though.
Rabbit as your profile pic for AOL Instant Messenger.
I did. You remember that?
Babs
Bunny.
Babs
Bunny.
Specifically.
I felt that was the character on television who most accurately captured my personality and looks.
So would you... I don't want to say this sentence.
What? Do I identify with rabbits? Is that what you're asking?
I guess so.
When their ears get pulled?
Yes.
Yeah, kind of.
Oh.
Kind of.
Okay.
Hmm.
Super... No, oh, here's the show that I'm most excited about. It's called Resurrection. About a little boy who...
Oh, yeah.
Little boy.
wakes up in a field and he's like, what? Where am I? I want to go see my dad. And then he, some cop or something brings him to his dad, and his dad is a million years old. It's the dad from that 70s show.
A million years old.
You know.
And he literally says, he's been dead for
32 years.
My son can't be alive.
Which is
which is just the ending of a ghost story.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Where a scary story to tell in the dark. Ends.
Yeah.
So that's kind of fun.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I still am more looking forward to Hostage.
I guess I'm most... looking forward to it because you compared it to Flight of the Navigator.
Is that about the geese?
No, that's Fly Away Home.
Okay.
Flight of the Navigator? Oh my god, there's so many movies we're going to watch tonight before you go home.
Tonight! Flight of the Navigator is about a boy who, falls up a tree, and then he wakes up and he goes home, and it's like... It's 20 years later, but he's still a little boy, and the rest of his family's aged.
Like Forever Young?
I've never seen Forever Young.
I was on board with this until there wasn't, like, any deeper mythology that seemed to be introduced to it.
Well,
It's just the trailer, though. It's
The trailer for Lost was just about a group of people that fell into a...
Yeah, but the trailer for Lost was like, here's the premise, and then here the music is indicating to me that this is a thriller. Whereas this was like... Here's the premise, and now it's indicating to me that it's an emotional journey. And then, that's where
We don't like emotional journeys.
I don't know.
Unless you're Friday Night Lights or The Vampire Diaries.
I think it was, an emotional journey...
Home.
Combined with, them trying to seek the truth and,
Yeah.
What happened. It's more of, an AI thing.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
I'm very happy that it's, it's being presented as a television event... And, I'm very happy that, networks are going the route of...
You sound very happy.
I'm very happy.
I am
This is
very
my
happy.
Very happy voice. I'm glad that networks are embracing, basically miniseries.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm glad.
It looks good. It
I'll watch it.
As good as
I'll watch it. I'm just saying...
It won't be as fun as Hostages.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I only like TV that's fun now.
Yeah.
That happened when I turned 30. You know who should be on TV more? Jeff Goldblum.
We were talking about this.
Really?
Did we talk about this the last episode?
Or
did we?
I feel like I talked about it in a car.
Maybe I was by myself.
Maybe you talked about it with one of your sluts on Instant Messenger.
Ooh. Weezer sluts.
Is Weezer sluts still around?
I imagine they all wore glasses.
Yeah.
You like girls with glasses?
Yeah.
Gross. No offense.
Super Fun Night is maybe another one of these shows where it takes place over the course of one night.
There's one. Oh yeah, I didn't understand that one.
Rebel Wilson from Bridesmaids.
I didn't understand how that could be a TV show.
It's just three girls out
who apparently
out of the
have
town.
Never gone out before.
Is that what the premise was?
Yeah.
It's we usually stay in.
Yeah, and
let's
now
go
we're going
out.
Basically.
And they're like all like because
there's like three friends
years.
That have been missing out on life.
Yeah.
Well, that's really weird.
Yeah, it is really weird.
Even I have gone out.
Even I.
And why is it whenever, you want to go out for the first time, you go to some,
a club
where they don't...
line out the door.
Where they don't
right.
let everyone in.
Yeah, yeah.
They're
maybe
not going to let you
find
maybe
a
like,
club
like,
in, like...
In anywhere in America that's not, New York or L.A.
Right,
where they don't let some people in.
A Midwestern club where it's yeah.
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 Trophy Wife stars Malin Ackerman as a trophy wife to Bradley Whitford.
Wait, what? Hmm? It stars who?
Malin Ackerman.
I thought that was Olivia Wilde.
No, but they look similar.
Hmm.
Yeah.
She was in that funny movie Wanderlust.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's funny. But
she's on Children's Hospital.
Yeah, she's really funny in Children's Hospital. Poor Bradley Whitford.
And she looked
poor
like she
Bradley
was
Whitford.
Doing the best she
poor
could.
Bradley Whitford.
There is
yeah.
nothing. No.
Come on.
He makes his
Don't
own
you feel
choices.
No. I'm with you, Jessica.
Yeah, Bradley
does
Whitford.
Does he? Does he make
does
his own
does
choices?
He,
or does
do
he have to pay
us?
Back his gambling debts? Oh, yeah, or that one.
You know what?
Philosophical one.
He had Westwood. Gambling he just should. He just should move on with his life.
Oh. Oh,
that was a hit.
That was a hit. You heard it.
You were tickling me.
That was a
me.
Good hit.
Yeah, provocation or not, you hit me.
Did we skip over the one that was... because the reason I thought of this is that Super Fun Night was executive produced by Conan O'Brien.
Oh,
and
yeah.
there's one that we... executive produced by Sofia Vergara.
Yeah, where did
that was
go?
Like really
oh yeah,
amazing.
Deadly... Or
Killer,
Dave,
Women.
Killer Women.
Yeah, and that was the other one that I was looking forward
sorry,
to.
Sorry, I missed it. Worst title ever, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Texas and she's
sounds
a,
like a like.
She's a, oh yeah, because that's where
it's basically just justified.
That's where we got the idea
woman.
Of Joe, right?
No,
no, because she's a Texas Ranger, but
she's
she also doesn't
Ranger.
Play quite by the rules.
No, of course she doesn't. She went into a wedding and shot somebody in the face.
What'd she do?
It's I forget her name, number 7 from Battlestar Galactica. and
she's a Texas Ranger. She's a
Texas Ranger. Doesn't play by the rules,
and that's all you need.
That's yeah.
And I will she, watch it. Other people with we'll cowboy hats it. Tell her that she's a rebel.
We'll watch it. Yeah.
Just other,
like men in cowboy hats who are kind of talking down to her, like,
"Hey, little lady."
Yeah.
You think you're a Texas Ranger.
You certainly got yourself a gun there, don't you, Missy?
Do you have restless leg syndrome?
I have restless leg syndrome. It's not a joke.
I wasn't... Yeah, I was joking. I'm sorry. CW? Let's wrap this bitch up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm bored with this.
Should we just end it?
Yada, the originals.
Okay, yeah. The only one I care about is the originals.
I'll watch the 100 Years show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll watch that one.
Yeah, so there's the originals, Vampire Diaries spinoff.
They've been making too many apocalyptic shows, and none of them are good.
Yeah.
The 100 Apocalypse, 100 years later, they've been locked up in some kind of containment space.
Same.
Right.
Yeah, and then they...
that's what happens when the world ends.
Right.
I don't think there are enough containment spaces being built, like, today to, like...
house everybody?
Truly, yeah.
What, is this a spinoff of Revolution?
No.
Is it the same as After Earth?
No.
Oh, they're totally different.
Is it the same as Another Earth?
No.
Is it a prequel to WALL-E?
No.
Avatar?
No. Ferngully.
Oh, okay. Ferngully?
Mm-hmm.
Ferngully?
Then there's The Tomorrow People, which is about humans born with paranormal abilities. Is that a phrase? Paranormal
so
abilities?
Is this X-Men?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Is this about X-Men?
Is
Hello,
paranormal mean ghosts?
No,
I'm not talking
similar
to
X-Men.
Paranormal means it's not, it's beyond normal. What does para mean?
Parachute?
beyond
para
a chute.
Means parachute.
Ooh, that's a show I'd watch.
About parachute. The
people
movie.
That are parachutes.
Parachute.
People that are
wombats.
Like, people that are wombats don't do that, do they?
It's flying squirrels.
Flying squirrels.
Oh my god.
Yeah, flying I'd watch squirrels. That too, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. This baby has this huge, gross flap of skin. Should we remove it? No.
Let's throw it off a building.
Yeah. That's the noise the baby makes when it flies.
Yeah. There's Star-Crossed, which is a remake of Roswell.
Yeah. I'll try that.
Yeah, I'll try it. But they all have tattoos on their faces. I don't
I
like
know,
that.
That's how you know there's aliens.
Apparently.
The difference is it seems like everyone knows that they're aliens, so that's kind of cool.
Oh, is that why they're all looking at them?
Yeah, I think so.
And that's why people in science said, like, this is our land.
So it was like the True Blood commentary
racism,
thing.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Oh, Alan Ball, you're so brave.
So brave.
Alan Ball's off that show now, finally.
Yeah,
what are we missing?
Still don't watch it.
Rain, which was the shortest trailer of them all at 30 seconds,
Rain?
In which a
is that
woman...
about the Mary,
you were in the bathroom.
Queen
yeah.
It's about... Mary of Queen of Scots.
Before she's the Queen of Scots, when she's just like a kid having fun.
Right, having fun in the old days.
I'll watch that with my mom when I get pneumonia over a course of one day.
You're gonna get pneumonia?
That's what I did when I got pneumonia.
I watched the tumors.
Hashtag downer shows.
Yeah.
I watched that show.
Though. Hashtag shows to watch with your mom while you're half asleep on medication. And she's like, wasn't that a good episode?
Oh, it was Jonathan Rhys Meyers sitting and looking.
Now he's Dracula.
Oh, yeah.
And good for him.
And good for him.
Yeah, so the originals, but I would look forward to that even if it looked like the stupidest trailer in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what's the originals?
It's a spinoff of Vampire Diaries.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you're excited for the originals. I'm excited for Resurrection. You're
I'm most excited for Hostage.
Hostages.
Hostages.
And you're excited for?
Nothing.
What are you excited for?
I don't know.
What was that one show on Fox that we talked about 2 weeks ago? It was a remake of a British show. It's like a meet cute, but it looked like it had potential because the characters were interesting.
Oh.
It was like two names. Blank and blank.
Oh, God, yeah.
Kate and Allie.
Yeah, Kate and Allie, that's what it was.
Mike and Molly.
Will and Grace.
Will and Grace.
Will and...
Oh. Cheers.
Cheers and Cheers.
Man.
Charles and Cheers.
Charles and Charge.
Oh, here
Michael Ian Black was in it.
Yes.
Oh, that's the other one that looked like it should be a movie.
Right.
Right.
You were excited about that?
No, but we all agreed that it was probably...
Among all of those horrible shows.
Oh, with Alexis Bledel.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And who else?
And it was the dude.
Ugh, somebody else. Oh, the guy from Parenthood.
Oh, yeah,
Jason
Ritter.
Jason Ritter.
Why was I excited about a Jason Ritter show?
Yeah.
But that's how
that
bad
was.
It was
the best show of that
of
group.
That whole group.
Yeah,
it's because before that, it was preceded by Dads.
Dads.
And,
yep.
And
Two Chairs.
Sean Hayes falling through chairs.
Yeah. Michael J. Fox.
Frantically mugging while breaking chairs for some reason.
Mm. This is the end.
Yeah, I don't know if any of this made sense to anyone at home.
No.
Yeah. Watch the trailers yourselves first and then re-listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
This has been Blogulator Radio. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter and AOL Instant Messenger back in 1999.
Under four different screen names.
Yes. And you can get a two-week free trial of Netflix if you go to bit.ly/blogflix, BLOGFLIX, or click on the link on your screen, and the new Arrested Development's up there. So check that out.
Yeah,
you can watch it for free. It's pretty good. Thank you for listening. We'll be back in 2 weeks' time.
We'll be back next week to talk about the finale
of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
So,
boom.
Special.
Special. Special timesies. Bye.
Things.
Special. Bye bye.
Thank you for listening, and our
opinions
are valid.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me?